From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Iraq's elite counterterrorism service Thursday retook full control of Bartala, a small Christian town to the east of Mosul, which is the Islamic State group seized 2 years ago. A CTS commander announced a jihadist defeat in Bartala on television from that town, which lies 15 kilometers from the eastern edge of Mosul. The development comes as Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has told an international meeting in Paris that the operation to retake the former Islamic State stronghold of Mosul is going much faster than expected. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports.
Foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. French President François Hollande warned Islamic State militants were already fleeing to their nearby stronghold in Raqqa, Syria.
Nous ne devons pas regarder Mosul comme un point sur une carte.
If the coalition is able to inflict a defeat on Islamic State and show it's capable of bringing together all those who want to be part of tomorrow's Iraq, Hollande told the gathering, we won't just have won the battle, but we will have won the war. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A British journalist arrested in Mogadishu while on a reporting assignment has been released by Somalian security forces, according to his employer Al Jazeera on its website Thursday. Hamza Mohammed was arrested on Tuesday along with a driver, fixer, and cameraman. He had been in the country for a week. Somali authorities had informed Al Jazeera that they had detained the journalist, but that he had not been charged with anything. This is VOA News. Pentagon Chief Ashton Carter Thursday decried North Korea's latest missile test and again vowed an overwhelming response if Pyongyang were ever to launch a nuclear weapon. North Korea on Thursday, Wednesday in the United States, conducted what appeared to be a failed test of a medium-range missile that experts warned could be deployed as early next year. South Korea's foreign ministry Thursday strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch. The South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesman said it's a violation of UN Security Council resolution, regardless of its success or failure. The United Nations says it has received the green light from Russia, the Syrian government, and armed opposition fighters to evacuate sick and wounded from Syria's northern city of East Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN European headquarters in Geneva.
A unilateral humanitarian pause in fighting in rebel-held eastern Aleppo, announced earlier in the week by Russia, has gone into effect. UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says he hopes urgent medical evacuations from the besieged city will begin on Friday.
These will be evacuations of critically wounded or sick people.
Egeland says the UN has received assurances from all the warring factions that the medical evacuations can proceed safely. However, he says the UN is still seeking permission to bring food and medical supplies into eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Moscow Thursday accused Washington of hunting its citizens and vowed to fight extradition of a Russian arrested in Prague on suspicion of staging cyber attacks on the United States. Czech police said Wednesday that they had arrested a Russian citizen in collaboration with the FBI, who was suspected of perpetrating cyber attacks on Washington. South African police Thursday fired stun grenades to disperse several hundred students who had attempted to march to President Jacob Zuma's offices in the capital of Pretoria. They are protesting against tuition fees. The students had planned to deliver a list of demands to Zuma's office at the union buildings in the latest stage of weeks of often violent demonstrations. However, police in riot gear prevented about 500 students from approaching those buildings. The UN on Thursday warned anew of a deteriorating crisis of displacement in Afghanistan as a conflict there escalates, imploring the government and international donors to step up support, especially for a lost generation of children. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.